so let's start the Sigavino and Shemin Adin. I guess doing the 10 minute halacha shir before shir does cut into shir time a little bit. I hear the taina. Okay, let's start Einon Shemin Adin. Einon Shemin Adin is a sugya that we need to do while we're learning Masech Sanhedrin because it comes up three times in a span of four dapim here in Masech Sanhedrin. On Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, we have the Gemara tries to figure out how do I know Rodev Acher Chaver Lahargo that when you see Reuven going to kill Shimon, Shanita Nasil Benafshu, they are allowed to kill Reuven. So the Gemara had various suggestions. The second suggestion was it should be a Kal V'Chomer from Narim Rasa. That's just like Narim Rasa, where he's not trying to kill anybody and still you're allowed to kill him. So Rodev Achaver Lahargo, for sure you should be allowed to kill him because he is trying to kill somebody. It's a Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara rejected that possibility because would you ever say that you'd be ma'anish someone based on the Kal V'Chomer? That's the first place we have it here. It comes up a couple of other places in this Masechta also, a couple of places earlier in the Masechta, but at least even in our Perek, and these in the span of a couple of Dapim, we have several times. If you look on Daf Ayin Dalid Amud Aleph, it again comes up right after the two dots. We just learned yesterday the Shita of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who says that if someone who's Ovid Avodah Zarah, Nitan Latzilo Benafsho. If someone is about to do Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to kill him before he does Avodah Zarah. So how does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai know that? Mikal v'chomer, the Gemara says. Uma pegam hedyot nitan latzilo benafsho, pegam gavoa lo kol shekein. If someone does something to a hedyot, does something to hurt another human being, you're allowed to kill them. A man is about to rape a woman he's being pogim another human being, you're allowed to kill him. So for sure, if someone's trying to be pogim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be allowed to kill him. Why does Gemara reject that? V'chi onshin min adin? What? Can you say onshin min adin? Look at the Gemara's answer. Kasavar? Onshin min adin. Yes, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai holds that you can give an onesh based on a Kal V'Chomer. So even though the Gemara's default position and the Gemara's stam position seems to be ain onshin min adin, here we see that there is a shita that exists that yes, onshin min adin. That Rav Shimon Bar Yochai holds Kal V'Chomer is enough reason is enough basis with which to punish somebody. And the final important Gemara, and this one adds a new twist. So far each Gemara taught us something else. Ayin Gimel just taught us the concept, they don't Shemin Adin. Ayin Dalet taught us, not so pashut. There's a machlokas whether on Shemin Adin or ain't on Shemin Adin. Now take a look at Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. And Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Bito me'an usaso minayin. How do I know that a man is going to be chayiv for sleeping with his daughter from the woman that he raped? How do I know that he's chayiv? So ha'amar Abaye kal v'chomer, simple kal v'chomer. Al bas bito enosh, al bito lo kol shekein, about the 10th wide line. If you're going to get an onesh for sleeping with your granddaughter, then you have to get an onesh for sleeping with your daughter. Kal v'chomer, right? So the Gemara says, what? V'chi onshin min adin? Can you say onshin min adin? No, we hold ain onshin min adin. Answers the Gemara, Giloi milsa bi'almahu. No, this is not an onshin min adin problem because over here it's not onshin min adin. It's a giloi milsa. It's not a kal v'chomer. It's a giloi milsa. Rava Amar, Amar li Rabbi Yisrael bar Avdimi, Asya heina heina, Asya zima zima. Rava says it can't be that we derive it from this kal v'chomer. You need a different drasha. Mistama Rava holds that it's a problem of ain onshin min adin, that this is a kal v'chomer, and we cannot derive this halacha from a kal v'chomer. So what does Sanhedrin Ayin Vav add to the conversation? Sanhedrin Ayin Vav adds to the conversation that sometimes things look like a kal v'chomer, but for some reason we're not going to call them a kal v'chomer. We're going to call them a gilui milsa, and that will make everything okay. At least according to Abaye, that all you got to do is call it a gilui milsa, and then the world is a happy place again. You don't have to worry about onshin min adin. You can give an onesh based on a gilui milsa. What does that mean, though? Think about what the kal v'chomer was over there. How do I know that you get an onesh for sleeping with bito me'anusaso, with your daughter from a rape victim? Because kal v'chomer, if you get an onesh for sleeping with a granddaughter, kal v'chomer with the daughter. If the daughter's daughter would be an onesh, kal v'chomer, the one who you're more closely related to, your daughter would be an onesh. Isn't that a kal v'chomer? Why would you call that gilui milsa and not call that a kal v'chomer? How do you define what's a gilui milsa and what's a kal v'chomer? So, yeah?
Just because it's the bigger finish.
That's all kal v'chomer.
That's how Kal V'chomer is like that. That's that's the definition of Kal V'chomer. So how do we determine what's called Gilui Milsa, what's called Kal V'chomer? This is very, very difficult. If you look at Rashi, Anayin Vavim Ra'aliv, Gilui Milsa B'Almahu, Ve'einza Onesh Min Adin. No, this has nothing to do with Onesh Min Adin. This isn't a Kal V'chomer. Tahabas Bito Mikurvas Debito Hida Asya. Says Rashi, why are you related to your granddaughter? What makes you related to your granddaughter? Your daughter makes you related to your granddaughter. It's only through her. It's not just that it's a closer relative. A Kal V'chomer would have been that if I get an onesh for sleeping with my granddaughter, then for sure with my sister. That would have been a Kal V'chomer, that a sister is more closely related to Rishon Berishon, whatever, it's more closely related than with a granddaughter, which is a Shlishi Berishon. That would have been a Kal V'chomer, because my relationship with my granddaughter has nothing to do with whether I have a sister or not. But my relationship with my granddaughter has everything to do with whether I have a child or not, because you can't get a granddaughter until you have a child first. So since it works through the daughter, that's why it's not called a Kal V'chomer, it's just a Gilui Milsa. V'heich yidami onesh min adin. What's an example of onesh min adin? What would be a Kal V'chomer? Kigon ervas achoscha bas avicha o bas imecha. Ein li ela bas aviv shelo bas imo bas imo shelo bas aviv. Pasuk says, you're not allowed to sleep with your sister, the daughter of your mother, or the daughter of your father. Daughter of your father, the daughter of your mother. Meaning, sometimes people have half-siblings. So the Pasuk says, if it's your half-sibling with whom you share a father, that's an Isser. If it's your half-sibling with whom you share a mother, that's an Isser. Achoschahi, she is your sister. So says the Gemara, on that, Rashi quotes, Ein li ela bas aviv shelo bas imo, bas imo shelo bas aviv. I only see in the Pasuk that if she's my half-sister on either the father or the mother's side, that she's an erva, that it's a rayos. Vim basalavi basav ubas imo mikal v'chomer ze onesh min adin. How do I know that even if you sleep with your sister, who's your full sister, that you are chayiv mishum rayos? So the Gemara says, Kal V'chomer. If even a half-sister you're chayiv, if you're even chayiv for a half-sister, Kal V'chomer you're chayiv for a whole sister. So the Gemara says, no, but ein onshin min adin. Can't use a Kal V'chomer to teach me an onesh. Why is that called min adin and not just a gilui milsa? Because my relationship with my full sister has nothing to do with my relationship with my half sister. Da'lav mikoch kurva da'ha asya, de'zu kurva machmas atzma, v'zu kurva machmas atzma. Aval ahaba al bas bito eino krovalo elo mishum bito. Your granddaughter is only related to you because of your daughter. Your full sister is not only related to you because of your half sister. It's a different relationship. It's a full sister. So it has nothing to do with the other relationship that you happen to have with a half sister. So that's why that would be a Kal V'chomer as opposed to just a Gilui Milsa. Yeah.
Shouldn't it be a Gilui Milsa that either your father or your mother is enough to make it a sister?
Right. So apparently that's a very strong Kal V'chomer. But it's not just a Gilui Milsa. Meaning, you're right. It's a super duper strong Kal V'chomer because she has all the ingredients of what would have been enough to be mechayev me, plus more. Meaning, all I need is basa aviv, right? So she has that. Plus she's also basimo. So it's a very, very strong Kal V'chomer. But what he's defining Gilui Milsa as, that the relationship has to work through the other relative. And over here, Bas Achoso, who's Bas Aviv and Bas Imo, doesn't work through the other relative, who is your sister only from your mother or only from your father. That's the defining line between Gilui Milsa and Kal V'chomer. Now, what we're going to have to think about as we go through the sugya is whatever the reason is that Ein Onshin Min Adin, why does that reason go away for a Gilui Milsa? Meaning, there is some reason that we say that you can't give a punishment based on a Kal V'chomer. Well, why by a Gilui Milsa is it okay to give a punishment? I see the difference. I understand that there is a difference between them. But why should the difference make a difference? Why should the difference make a halachic difference? I understand that one works through another relative, one doesn't work through another relative. Why does that matter? That's one thing we need to work on. Another thing we're going to need to work on is there's a parallel concept to Ein Onshin Min Adin called Ein Mazhirin Min Adin. If you ever want to give someone an onesh, there are two parts to giving an onesh. The Torah has to first tell me that the act is usur, and then I need a separate pasuk in the Torah to tell me that there is an onesh for that act. You need two separate pasukim. An azhara, the first half, the azhara, can also not come from a kal v'chomer. It has to come from the pasuk itself, can't come from a kal v'chomer. The thing is, although we find machlokas, whether onesh min hadin or ein onesh min hadin, we do not find machlokas about whether mashirin min hadin or ein mashirin min hadin. Everyone agrees, ein mashirin min hadin. So whatever svara we're going to give for why ein onesh min hadin, now we have two things to explain. We need to explain why that svara won't apply by gilui milsa, and we're okay using a kal v'chomer for using being ma'anesh based on a gilui milsa. And we're also going to need to explain why that svara doesn't apply for, or always applies, by masirin, by an ashara. Why is it that even though there's a machlokas about ein onshim, by ashara we go in the other direction, and we say that we can never, ever, ever be masirin min adin. Yeah.
Aren't we saying that with the mother and your half-siblings, that they are... You can't see them because they're
achosa. Right. Well, but they're bas aviv, achosa bas aviv, and basimo. The pasuk says either one, bas aviv or basimo.
No, but I'm saying if it's the same word achosa, so sure.
No, achosa comes to teach me both. The Gemara wanted to know why do I need a word achosa to teach me both if it's a full sibling. Shouldn't I just be able to learn it from kal v'chomer without the word achoso? The Torah shouldn't have written achoso. Should have just said bas aviv bas imo, and I would have known kal v'chomer my real full sister. So Gemara says no, because they know what Shemana did. That's why I need the Torah to actually say achoso. Now the Gemara in Ayin Dalid was explicit that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds on Shemana did, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds. Why is it that you someone who's about to do avodah zara is matzilin also benafsho because of a kal v'chomer, right? That if someone is going to be pogeim hakadosh baruch, if someone's going to be pogeim ahediot, you're going to kill them. Then for sure, someone's going to be pogeim hakadosh baruch hu. What about Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon holds that a mechal shabbos, you would also kill, right? Someone who's about to be mechal shabbos, you'd also kill matzilin also benafsho. So the Chor Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon also holds Onshin Min Adin. Because how does Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon know, and in Gimel and Beis we saw yesterday, how does Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon know that Mechal Shabbos is Matzilin Osa B'Nafsho? Chil Chilul Me Avodah Zara. So he's working with the premise that Avodah Zara is also Matzilin Osa B'Nafsho. Where do you get that from? Where do you see that Avodah Zara is Matzilin Osa B'Nafsho? So must be that he gets it from the same place Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai gets it. That Avodah Zara is Matzilin Osa B'Nafsho because it's Kal V'Chomer. So apparently there are several shittos that hold Onshin Min Hadin. There is given that backdrop, there is a comment of the Ramban, Maseches Makos, where the Ramban doesn't believe it. The Ramban sort of denies that there is any other shita that's cholik and holds. Well, I shouldn't say that. In the Makos context, what's the context of Maseches Makos? So I look at the first... I typed up a couple of the sources, and then I got sick of it, so I started photocopying them. But the first typed up source, my Bar-Ilan still doesn't work. First typed up source, Makos Tafheim Beis, Tanya Beribi Omer, Lo Hargu Neharagim. Let's say they didn't actually. Edim came, and they testified Reuven killed Shimon, and then it turned out that they were Edim Zomim. So what are we going to do to the Edim? We're going to kill them, right? We'll give them Saif. That's only if Beis Din has not yet killed Reuven. But Hargu, if Beis Din has already killed Reuven, then ain't Neragin. Then we're not going to kill the Edom Zomim. Amar Aviv, Bini, Lav Kal V'Chomer? He says, that doesn't make any sense. Shouldn't it be Kal V'Chomer? What's Kal V'Chomer? That if they were unsuccessful in their attempt to have Reuven killed, we're still going to kill these Edom for lying. So when they lied successfully and really perverted justice, all the more so we should kill these Edom for lying. Strong Kal V'Chomer, no? I'd like to make that Kal V'Chomer, but Einon Shin Min Adin. Can't make such a Kal V'Chomer. The drasha of the Rashi quotes. So, you see that they don't shemin adin. Now, the Mishnah Makos implies, and many Rishonim say this way, that why is it that we don't kill Edom Zomim who are actually successful in knocking off Ruvain? So, what? No, the Mishnah implies it's not because of what the Gemara says. The Mishnah implies there's a drasha that we all know probably, if you ever learned Makos, Kasher Zamam, Lo Kasher Asa. Pasuk says that the Yechiv is only Kasher Zamam, and it's a drasha, Lo Kasher Asa. That you only get the punishment when you were Zamam Lasos, but not when you actually did. Why would you have such a drasha? Einon Shemin Adin, I already know that it's not Kasher Asa from the Einon Shemin Adin. Elamai, maybe there's Shitos in Tanayim that hold yes on Shemin Adin, and that's why I need a drasha to tell me Kasher Zamam Lo Kasher Asa. What it really boils down to is Kasher Zamam Lo Kasher Asa a drasha or an observation? I'm saying when the Torah says Kasher Zamam, that we give to the Edim Kasher Zamam Lasazach, but they tried to do to the other guy. So what does that mean? Does that mean, and we say Velo Kasher Asa, does that mean that the mashmos of the words Kasher Zamam is Velo Kasher Asa and it's a drasha? Or is it just not the Torah is talking about when we give it and why don't we give it for people who have done because of a Kal Chomer? So it turns out that the fact is Kasher Zamam Velo Kasher Asa, but it's not a drasha. There's nothing about the words Kasher Zamam that imply Dafka not Kasher Asa. That's just an observation that once we have Einon Shemin Adin, it will turn out that it's only Kasher Zamam and not Kasher Asa, because all the Torah ever spoke about was the case of Kasher Zamam. But it's not a drasha to tell me Kasher Zamam below Kasher Asa. So it really depends how you understand that. If you learn it as a drasha, so then anyone who ever says Kasher Zamam below Kasher Asa must hold Einon Shemin Adin. And that's why I need a drasha. But if you hold it's not a drasha, it's just an observation that at the end of the day, you're only gonna punish those who are Zomim Lasos, but not those who are actually Osa. So that's an observation based on the fact that Einon Shemin Adin, that the Kal V'Chomer, that any Kal V'Chomer we try is going to end up falling flat. So this is the basic sugyas in Shas about Einon Shemin Adin and Einon Shemin Adin, right? That there at least seems to be a machlokas about it. Now, If you look at Tosfos Nayin Dalit Amar Aleph, Kasavar Onshin Min Adin, right? So that was going on the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We said, why does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai think you're allowed to kill the guy who's about to do Avodah Zarah? Because Onshin Min Adin, it's Kal V'Chomer. You kill a guy who's about to be Pogim Ahediot, of course you can kill a guy who's about to be Pogim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Tosfos, first half is very hard. Lodami lochemin adin de fligu ba bay veravel kaman perak on esrafin kid priest perak dal misos vade isrich le el chad muti avol dos kachavim haynu nami leman diamer onshin. Even the shita. See, here's the thing. We have beferish in the Gemara that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds onshin min adin. We suggested Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon must also hold onshin min adin because Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon holds that not only would you kill someone who's about to do Avodah Zarah, you'd also kill someone who's about to do Mechal Shabbos, but he accepts the fact that you kill someone who's about to do Avodah Zarah. Why is that? Because of Einon Shemin Adin. What about the first Shita? What about the Tanakama on Ayin Gimel and Beis, who said that you don't kill someone who's about to do Avodah Zarah, and you don't kill someone who's about to do Mechal Shabbos? Does he hold Einon Shemin Adin? So you would think, no, he holds Einon Shemin Adin, that's why you don't kill the guy who's about to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, right? Says Tosfos, no, he also holds Einon Shemin Adin. You know why? Because he needed a pasuk to tell me not to kill the guy who's about to do Avodah Zarah. What do you need a pasuk to tell me that? Einon Shemin Adin. The only source to ever kill someone who's about to do Avodah Zarah would be a Kal V'Chomer. So if that's a dead end, you can't learn an onus from a Kal V'Chomer. So then I don't need a pasuk to lafuke the Kal V'Chomer. It must be that the Kal V'Chomer would have been valid. That even the Tanakama, all three Shitos and Ayin Gimel and Beis, hold on Shemin Adin. So we're so used to saying, ah, Ein on Shemin Adin, it's a Klal and Gan Shas. Three Shitos, Nayin Gimel and Beis, they all hold on Shemin Adin. Possibly, whenever you have Kasher Zamam Velo Kasher Asa, it's another way of saying on Shemin Adin. So it's far from agreed upon by everybody that there is this rule that Ein on Shemin Adin. So again, to set it up, number one, point number one is we have lots of machlokas about Onesh Shemitah and Onesh Shemitah. Point number two, we have no machlokas about Ein Masirin Min Hadin. And that's curious right there. Why the difference? Point number three, we have machlokas by Gilui Milsa. Even if you hold Ein Onshin Min Hadin, which Abaye seems to hold and Ayin Vav, Gilui Milsa is different. So even if you're a hardliner of Ein Onshin Min Hadin, by Gilui Milsa, maybe it will be different. You could say Rava argues in one of two ways on Ayin Vav. Either Rava holds Gila Milsa is the same thing as a Kal V'Chomer and it's no different, or Rava holds that case is not a Gila Milsa, it's a Kal V'Chomer and there's some other definition of Gila Milsa. We'll have to see what that's all about as well. Rav Yosef Engel spent 20 pages in Beis Ha'otzar and tiny Rashi letters discussing Ein Onshin Min Hadin. So I wanted to go through not the entire piece, but at least a good chunk of it. But before we go through it, sort of as an introduction to it, look all the way. Did I number your pages? Or did I put these numbers on my pages after I photocopied?
Yeah,
you do have numbers. Fantastic. Yeah. So look all the way on page number 19. Page number 19, Beis Ha'otzar, in the underlined section. Is it underlined there? Also for you? Good. Page number 19 is his summary at the end. I want to start with the summary and then we'll work back.
With the Rambam, just get out of this right away by saying, like, all these things we learn from, they're darshan from the Torah, or like, it's called smachta or whatever, like, it's all just...
Why would you say that?
It's either or a Muslim, like, I'm saying, doesn't Rambam hold that in general? We did this in Sukkah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what's driving you to say that right now?
Because that would get all... That would get out of these problems. That's why since we learned out this drasha, we're excluding these things in the pasuk. That's the whole reason.
Oh, so you're saying maybe none of these drashas are real drashas?
Right.
That's hard to say though, because if the Gemara doesn't give any hint to being an asmachta, it's hard to say that it's anything less than a real drasha. Page number 19, Rav Yosef Engel says, "I've collected all the different shitos of why Ein Onshin Min Hadin, and I have 9 reasons why Ein Onshin Min Hadin." The last three are all LP Kabbalah, though. So let's see what what they are. So number one, he says, he numbers them. Aleph Beis Gimel. You see, v'nei nalefaneinu b'ktzara tes svaros b'hadei Einon Shemin Adin. There are 9 svaros why Einon Shemin Adin. V'heim, and they are as follows. Aleph, du gzeres hakasav mid'itzukra ba'achosav ba'asav ba'asimo lomar she'Einon Shemin Adin v'chein yesh limudim keila b'kamaduchti. What is that? What he's saying is, which came first, the chicken or the egg over here, right? What are we saying? Why does the Torah need to tell me Achoso? Because we have a rule of Ein Onshin Min Hadin, so I can't learn from Basav Basimo, it needs to tell me about Achoso also. But he says, look at it this way. Once it tells me Achoso, the Torah obviously felt the need to tell me Achoso. So that's the makar for Ein Onshin Min Hadin. The fact that the Torah felt the need to say the word Achoso means that the Torah is hinting to me there's no other way you could have derived Achoso, a full sister, which means I couldn't have used the Kal V'Chomer. So that's exactly the Chiddush Hakra, the Gzeres HaKasav. It's there, right there in Chumash. By the fact that the Torah has to tell me Achoso, must be Ein Onshin Min Hadin. So is there a Svara? Not a Svara. It's Gzeres HaKasav. Number two, Tamid Mesura Kach Ba'alacha. How do I know I'm allowed to make Kal V'Chomer in the first place? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu together with the Torah Yud Gimel Midos Sha Torah Nidreshes Behen, 13 ways to darshan the Torah. One of them was a Kal V'Chomer. Now the Yud Gimel Midos Sha Torah Nidreshes Behen aren't fully explored and explained in that one paragraph of Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Those are like headings, you know? That's like just the statement of the rule. But each rule has, you know, there's rule 1 and 1A, 1B, 1C before you get to rule 2. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are details within each rule. Maybe part of the rules that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, nothing to do with the Pasuk, nothing to do with the Svara. Chazal didn't figure this out. It was a Masorah. Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the rule of Kal V'Chomer, along with the rule of Kal V'Chomer is, don't use this for Onesh, only use it for teaching us Dinim, but not to teach me Onesh. That was the rule. No, either of the first two, you just can't question it. Okay, if it is, it is. If it's not, it's not. I mean, it's not a svara. It's not something you could play with. Nor can you question why it would apply in one place and not. Meaning, why would it only apply for onesh and not for asara? Because that's the rule. I don't know. That's what Hashem said, right? You can't really ask any of the questions.
Is that actually the rule?
Apparently. I mean, whatever it emerges from the Gemara is the way they use the rule. That must have been the rule. That must have been the Masora. Reason number three, now we get to the ones that we have a lot more room to mess around with, is number three, Michshash Pircha. We discussed this earlier in the year. That, what are you going to say? A Kal V'Chomer, that if being Pogim ahead, is Nitzel Natzil B'Nafsho, for sure Pogim Gavo is Nitzel Natzil B'Nafsho. Maybe there's something wrong with that Kal V'Chomer. I could ask a Pircha on that Kal V'Chomer. What would your Pircha be on that Kal V'Chomer? You're actually hurting the girl when you're poking Mehediot. When you're poking Shemaim, you're not really hurting Hashem. You can't. He's Hashem. So, you never know. Kal V'Chomer, you think it's so logical, but then you never know. Someone might come along and point to a flaw in logic. So you can give someone an Onesh based on a logic, based on the logic of a Kal V'Chomer, and then the next day you're going to discover that your logic was flawed. Whoops, I guess I shouldn't have killed him yesterday. So that's no good. You don't want to mess around with hurting people, with being ma'anish people.
Maybe you have to do a gilui milsa, like a certain
kal v'chomer. Ah, so gilui milsa might, right, that might explain why gilui milsa is stronger, why you can be onesh min hadin by a gilui milsa, because gilui milsa by definition is a kal v'chomer that can't have a pircha. It mamish works through the daughter. So you can't say, oh no, but you know, like when you're comparing granddaughter and sister, you can come up with a way why my granddaughter is a closer relative than my sister. But you can't come up with a way that a granddaughter is a closer relative than a daughter. It mamish works, she's only related to me through the daughter. So maybe that would help explain Gilui Milsa a lot, if it's Mishum Chashash Pircha. Number four, he says, Du mi pa'as ta'alamed b'kal v'chomer chomor mi melamed. This is what we know as the Shita Samar Shah, which we also discussed earlier in the year. But yes, when a guy is pogame a girl, he deserves an onesh. So you want to say kal v'chomer when he's pogame Hashem, he deserves an onesh? No, onesh isn't just to punish him for his actions, to torture him. Onesh is to give him kapara. Getting an onesh is the best favor we could do for this guy, because now he's going to get a clean slate. It's going to be a kapara. When you do something even worse, you don't deserve the onesh. Maybe you don't deserve the kapara. Maybe the din ha-chamur is so chamur that the onesh won't suffice. And if the onesh won't suffice, then to give it to you is just stam and assault. There's no... the only reason we give an onesh is to be mechaper, is to give a guy a kapara. But if you're going to give an onesh and it's not going to provide kapara, if you, let's say you find someone who's chayv misas based it. So for you to go over and just whack him in the stomach with a baseball bat to the point that he's keeled over, and then, you know, then he gets up after a while and he's in pain for a while and he's bruised, that's an assault. You're not allowed to do that. Ah, he's chayiv much worse. Yeah, but when he would get the much worse, he'd get a kapara. Now he's not getting kapara, he's just getting assaulted. So you're not allowed to just give an onesh based on the kal v'chomer, because maybe the onesh isn't enough to be mechaper. That you know is going to be mechaper.
Yeah.
So you're right, but how? The trick is how. Let's say you have din A is the most lenient din, and you chayv malchus for it, let's say. Right? Din C is super duper strict, and you chayv malchus for it. Din B is less strict than din C, more strict than din A, and the Torah doesn't tell me whether I'm chayv malchus or not. Can I say, if I'm chayv malchus for A, kal v'chomer, I'm chayv malchus for B? So what do you want to tell me? No, einon shin min adin. But if the whole svar of einon shin min adin is, maybe what I did is so bad that malchus isn't good enough for me to be mechaper, what do you mean? It's good enough even for C to be mechaper. The Torah told me by C that it's mechaper. So if it's good enough for C to be mechaper, then it's got to be good enough for B to be mechaper. It'll be better when we actually give you an example, if you're not following exactly what I'm saying. But when we see examples of this, it'll hopefully become more clear. Reason number five, he says, Tama sefer Torah s'chesed, sheveisi le'el o s'ches, The davar alamid bekalvachomer lo dami lechasima, shemer ferish vein malkus. There is a klal in Maseches Makos that in order to give malkus for any los hasei, it has to be dumya de lav de chasima. It has to be similar to the lav of los sachsom sharbedisho, which is the classic case of malkus. So since it has to be dumya de lav de chasima, any los hasei that in any way breaks the mold of being different than the lav de chasima, you would not get malkus for. If the whole lav isn't even a lav in the Torah, it's only learned from a kal v'chomer, then it's not like the lav of chasima. And memeli, you can't get malchus for it. The problem with that is going to be, that explains why you can't get malchus. What about every other owner? Not only that, enon shemin adin, I guess we should have put this out as one of our original questions at the beginning of the sugya. Enon shemin adin, you can't give an onesh based on the kal v'chomer. What about based on a gzeirah shava? What about based on, any of the other yidgim leadership on Rishbam, hekish, binyanav, whatever? Can you give an onesh based on those things? Yeah. Well, none of them are dumi the lav dechasima. The lav dechasima is an explicit pasuk, right?
But one's using human logic, and one's using—it's from the Torah. It might not say it explicitly in the Torah, but you're learning it from the Torah. But one's
good. That's a good yeshuv. Good. Hopefully, we'll get that. Very good.
It goes to the second one, the second reason, because it's like we know the rules of that. That the rule is clearly that you're able to darshan out these specific things. You're supposed to darshan it out. Like it's there for you to darshan. It's not like you can make a kavu chomer if you want.
Right. Good. Meaning it's much more ironclad. It's not as fluid as a kal v'chomer, where you could theoretically come up with an infinite number of kal v'chomers. Number six, vav, taima didi. He says, I got to give you my reason. The kasivna b'sefer lekachtov. In case the 20 pages in Beis Ha'otzer wasn't enough, in the sefer lekachtov, he has another 10 pages. Aneinon shemin adin. So he says, my reason that I have in the sefer lekachtov klal beis. There's a din in the Torah called V'yitzilu Eida. No, what's V'yitzilu Eida? What's the din of V'yitzilu Eida? Is that part of Sanhedrin's job is they do whatever they can to save the guy's life. But they do whatever they can to help the guy out, save his life. Any limud z'chus. V'alkein, we pass chiyuv hatzala ein lehem lodim kal v'chomer midaitam. Crazy, no? What's he saying? That a guy makes a kal v'chomer. So you are inventing a new din when you make a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer, like Evan was just saying, is something that's it's up to you to make a kal v'chomer or not to make a kal v'chomer. Gezeirah Shavah is there. God put it in the Torah. Kal v'chomer is in your own brain. Part of the chiyuv of Yitzilu Eida is don't make a kal v'chomer that's going to punish somebody, that's going to kill somebody. You have the right to not make the kal v'chomer. Because violation part of Yitzilu Eida is the requirement to not make a kal v'chomer, because you should do whatever you can to save him. Very difficult. Why is this very difficult? Yeah, but he holds on Shemin Adin. We're trying to explain the shitos of Einon Shemin Adin. Right? So Einon Shemin Adin would mean you're not allowed to make this kal v'chomer. Don't use this kal v'chomer. So first of all, if the kal v'chomer has other applications, not about Onesh, so I shouldn't use the kal v'chomer anywhere? Or I just shouldn't use the kal v'chomer to teach me an onesh? What do you mean? Yes. We'll get... Again, I just want to give you the headings now. But there are kal v'chomers that are going to teach me lots of dinim, and included in those dinim is an onesh. So why is it that we say, okay, you could use the kal v'chomer just not to teach me an onesh? No, we should say that it's either you have the kal v'chomer or you don't have the kal v'chomer. Not only that, the whole svara, I have a requirement to shut my brain off. Yeah, kal v'chomer is something I think of that makes sense, it's logical. So I have a kal v'chomer to pretend I'm an idiot? I mean, a requirement, it's either way that says, be an idiot, shut your brain off, don't think of any logical arguments. I can't help it. I'm not an idiot. I thought of a logical argument. So there's a V'yitzilu Eida says, close your eyes and pretend you didn't think of it. Einon Shemiradin means we thought of a Kal V'chomer. We did think of it. And Einon Shemiradin means don't use it. What Rav Yosef Engel is saying is you can't think of the Kal V'chomer. V'yitzil Vein tells you not to think of it. What's my heter once I thought of it not to use it? It's a din d'oraisa once I thought of it. V'yitzil Vein that can't be telling me not to use a Kal V'chomer I thought of. That's very strange. We'll have to see how he deals with that. Number 7 starts getting into the Kabbalistic ones. Hu atam shekasavnu po tekiven de kavachomer inyano b'midas chesed l'chein ein onesh yotzi mimenu. Kavachomer is b'shoresh chesed. It's rooted in chesed. Can't give an onesh for something that's rooted in chesed. Okay, you have to figure out why kavachomer is rooted in chesed. Who said it's chesed? Probably you're going to have to look at, I didn't read the whole piece yet, probably you're going to have to look at the Kal V'chomer in the Chumash. Right? Kal V'chomer in the Torah. No? What's the, do you know of any of them? What's the Kal V'chomer in the Torah? Im Avia Yerok Yerok Bifaneha by Miriam. If her father would spit in her face, right, we'd wait, exile her for 7 days. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so she also has to be exiled for 7 days. Right? So is that Shoresh and Chesed? Yeah, it is. Because what happened? While she was outside the camp for 7 days, we didn't move. Why didn't we move? Rashi and Chumash says, because we had to pay Miriam back. For Chesed, she did with Moshe Rabbein. Okay, so we'll have to see how it's Shoresh Chesed.
Tamar and Yehuda.
Tamar and Yehuda, Kal V'chomer. Good. Very good. Number 8, that's even better because it's earlier. Hu atama achra nir midivrei ha-tola'as Yaakov zal. I don't know, tola'as Yaakov? The worm of Jacob? I don't know what that said. It's a weird name of a savior, no? I don't know. Dikivan de kal v'chomer binyanav inyana b'sfiros keser v'chachma deim rachamim pshutim belita rovas din deim shoresh harachamim v'achesed shabimidos l'chein ein onesh yotze mehem. And number 9, I don't know how, I can't translate those words. I don't, it's chesed and shorish and keser and din, and there's no din and there's no chesed. Okay. Number 9. No, I don't understand that. It's beyond me. Hu atam ha'achar shekesavnu od, kiven de kal v'chomer in yonu b'sfiras keser v'shem yesh chisaron l'shalo yia onesh ha'chote misas beiz din k'divrei magen meisharim v'alkein einon shem misas beiz na yidei kal v'chomer. Okay, again. These last two are, you know, the seventh one is pretty Kabbalistic. The last two are extraordinarily Kabbalistic. So we're going to have to, we'll see if maybe when I read the whole piece, I didn't get to the end of the piece yet. So maybe when I get to those parts, I'll be able to understand if he explains it very, very clearly. He's an excellent writer. He normally does explain things very clearly. We'll see if he can explain Kabbalah to, Kabbalah for dummies maybe. But, that's it for today. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow I guess we'll have a special topic. And on Sunday, we'll continue.